Must have been quite severe poverty among other people in those
days. Yes, there was. It was never as bad as the cities, though. I don't think country poverty was ever quite as bad as the cities. They could always grow something in their garden. They wouldn't grow flowers, they'd grow vegetables. Mm. Even if they only had a little plot in front of the house, they would grow vegetables. Mm. And most of them worked for a farmer who would allow them, well, we always let them have a row of potatoes in the field, which kept them in potatoes all through. And they would get milk, usually, and that sort of thing, so they wouldn't starve.
No. But it was a pretty hard life for the...
It was a very hard life, really, for them, yes. Yeah. But they didn't have any holidays at all, the people who were doing the milking.
No. Mm.
Then the only recognised holidays were the religious ones. Good Friday was a holiday, and no farmers worked on Good Friday, except for the feeding the stock and that sort of thing. But no other work was done on Good Friday, and I think Christmas Day. But only those 2 days, the bank holidays, were ignored completely. Mm.
So it's 363 days a year, or
yes.
For some people, 365.
Yes, and of course Christmas Day was the same, was it? They had to, you
they
can't say, well, we're not going to feed the cattle or milk the cows today.
Was there a baker's in the village?
No, he came from Littleton with a horse and trap. He had a high trap, and the bread was lovely bread, and cottage loaves, you know, but all loose, no sort of wrapping or anything like that. Yeah. Every now and then when he'd want to fall off the cart, he'd try to pick it up off the road. I don't think anybody ever suffered any ill from those sort of things at all.
No.
It was lovely bread, and when it was new, it was really...
Yeah.
You could eat bread and things, you know, and think how lovely it was.
And a shoemaker?
Yes, we did. He lives at Pear Tree. It was called Pear Tree Cottage there, and it still is. Just down, do you know it? It's
On the main street?
It's on the main road, yes. It's the first of the terrace that runs down here, Grey Cottage. It's just been on the market.
Yes.
I can make out.
Does it have a pear tree? It's called Pear Tree Cottage.
No, we had the pear tree just opposite. And now, alas, I feel a bit guilty about this. We've got a huge big copper beech, and it's enormous, and it throws a terrific dark shadow right onto the window.